everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Postmodern Realities podcast from the Christian Research Institute and the Christian Research Journal. I'm Melanie Cogdill, managing editor of the Christian Research Journal. It's April 2020, and you're listening to episode 170. And this is the first episode in what I hope will be a short series that's designed to be a series of short, what I'm going to call pod blast, of encouragement from various journal authors for Christians during the time of the COVID-19 pandemic, where we find ourselves quarantined and sheltering at home, not just in the United States, but around the world. So today I'm joined by Ellen Mary Dykus, who has written several articles for our journal, and she has been in vocational ministry for more than 25 years. Since 2007, she served as the Women's Ministry Coordinator at Harvest USA, which is a national ministry dedicated to discipleship and church education regarding sexuality and gender. Ellen has written several articles for the Christian Research Journal, which you can read for free online at her website, equip.org. She's written on biblical sexuality for singles. She's written on sexual sanity for women. She has written on gender identity. So you can read her articles on our website. Ellen, it's good to have you on.
Hey, Melanie. Good morning.
Well, for our listeners, we're starting this new short, I hope it's short, series for the Postmodern Reality podcast, where I'd like to bring you some voices that you've heard before of our writers, just offering some encouragement to Christians as most of us are right now in the middle of a shelter-in-place quarantine in our cities. And so we find ourselves in a very unique situation at this point of history. I don't know that something like this has ever happened before in the United States. And so I know people have a lot of mixed emotions, so I would like to get some words of encouragement to you from some of our authors. And so, first of all, I'd like to ask Ellen, what's been the easiest and the hardest adjustment for you during this quarantine?
Yeah, well, like you said, I mean, this is definitely such a unique experience for all of us. And for me, really, the easiest and the hardest thing has been the same thing. I do live by myself, and so I am working from home during this time. And I'm thankful that I am working from home, that my job is safe at this point and have an income. But for me, you know, making that adjustment to doing everything I do here from home, I'm involved in vocational ministry. It's been a blessing to be able to have the quiet and, in a sense, to not have all the typical distractions. I'm a very easily distracted person. So in that way, it's really been easy, but probably like for a lot of people, the hardest part of it has been at times being alone, and also the reality of working in my home just leads to lots of potential distractions that I wouldn't have if I was in the office. So really both of those, the same thing has been the easiest and the hardest adjustment. But I feel honestly, like at this point, I'm heading into my fifth week of working from home. I'm thankful that God's helped me to get into a new rhythm. And for the most part, it's going pretty smoothly at this point.
Well, today I asked you on specifically because of the area of focus that you've talked to us before, which is biblical sexuality. And just, I'm sure there's a lot of Christians out there wondering, and probably not just Christians, because I've read some articles in the New York Times where people are asking questions about sexuality. What do we do about sex during the time of this quarantine? You know, is it safe to do X, Y, or Z? But I think for Christians, how do we have sexual faithfulness to biblical mandates and God's good plan for sexuality during a quarantine? I think there's a lot of different things. It's interesting. One of the top articles that we've found on our website since the quarantine is The Effects of Pornography on the Male Brain. And that article we published more than a decade before, and it just suddenly popped to the top because probably people are feeling tempted or, you know, watching pornography. So that's a question too for people. And just some of those different, and even in marriages, I mean, to be safe, should you be sexually active with your spouse? And how does all that work? So I'd like you to bring some encouragement around this topic to our listeners.
Yeah. Well, you know, the reality is for some, you know, being forced to be at home is probably helping them resist temptations. They're just not as, it's just not as possible to be out and about or to be connecting with people that you shouldn't be connecting with. I mean, at least if someone is truly seeking to be faithful to and integrous in light of what, you know, like, as you said, Melanie, what we've all been kind of mandated under. But we as a ministry are definitely super sensitive to the reality that being at home, and not just being at home, but the stress of the circumstances that we're in. I mentioned living by myself, and for some that could create more of a tempting situation, or for people that are in the stress of being at home all the time with their family, that's creating stress. And, you know, sexual sin, sexual temptation is never just an isolated, standalone situation. It usually has cousins that are nearby. And by that, I mean, there's stresses of life, there's influences that are impacting a person that create perhaps a desire to turn towards something to feel better, to be distracted, to have a level of comfort, or to just be numbed out in the midst of the stress that we're facing. And so I'll kind of jump in and just say how we're seeking as a ministry to speak into that is we are trying to address this on our blog. So that's one thing I would encourage your listeners to check out, harvestusa.org, for our blogs. We are wanting to stay the course with what our mission is pointing people towards Christ and what you really beautifully said, Melanie, the God's good design for biblical sexuality. But we're also, we're wanting to be really direct, knowing that people around us are having more temptations or feeling their resistance is becoming less and less towards some of the temptations, like to go online and to look at pornography, or just to even to be binging out on movies and entertainment that can dull the soul towards wanting to pursue Christ. So we can go into more details of this if we have time, but what I want to encourage your listeners is that first, you know, remember that there's no temptation that isn't common to all. So if you're feeling shame or guilt that maybe as a believer you've gone back on commitments you've made, there's no shame or condemnation for you in Christ. But there's also the ongoing way of escape through Christ for you to pursue, that this time of quarantine in God's economy could actually be a season through which you allow your temptations to push you forward towards Christ, to draw near to Him, and maybe to have a season of such closeness with Him that actually these temptations are going to be starved out rather than fed. So those are two things I definitely want to just speak to your listeners, Melanie, is that don't let those temptations bring shame or condemnation, but also remember that this is an opportunity for you to perhaps turn radically to Christ in a way that maybe you've not been doing recently.
So if people are at home and they do want to follow Christ, but feel the pull of their temptations, what are practical ways in which they can pursue Christ while they're just basically at home? Mm-hmm. We're not going to be able to go to church or Bible study or things in the normal ways that we do. So what do you suggest?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, we actually asked a lot of the men and women that are coming to us, that have been coming to us for our discipleship or our groups, which actually we're doing all of that online now as well. But we asked them that very question, like, what's helping you to resist temptation? What's helping you to, in a sense, flee towards Christ? And you know what, Melanie? Their answers are both, I think, super encouraging and challenging. They're encouraging because they're the kind of the common graces or the common pathways that we all need to follow to pursue Christ. I think that that's helpful and encouraging, but it can also be challenging if we're wanting to find some kind of a secret magic bullet. And so, you know, what our people said are the things that that you might expect. Some of the things that people have said of, you know, prayer and focusing on the Psalms is really helping me to, in the midst of this quieter at home pace, is going to God through the Scriptures. You know, other people are saying the things like, this is a time where I need to be that much more radical about cutting off those sources that fuel my temptation. And so, you know, there's been a lot of joking and things online about, oh, this is a great time to do a Netflix binge. And hey, I'm all for taking some time for some recreation and entertainment that hopefully will be somewhat wholesome. But the reality is for a lot of us, and myself included, to just drown myself in entertainment will do kind of what I mentioned a little bit ago. It can dull the soul. So looking to the Lord, looking to scriptures, but also even though we're not going to be able to meet face to face with a person, it's important to stay in touch with those other believers, with good friends that are going to help hold you accountable. And not just accountability like, hey, did you go somewhere online that you shouldn't have? But people that are going to encourage us in Christ, encourage us in God's word that we can pray together with. So I want to just encourage people. This is a time not to pull back on some of these, you know, commitments that you've had. And maybe if you've not had these commitments, this might be a time for you to be that much more intentional to say, I've got to be in the word. I need to be drawing near to Christ through prayer. I need to take some steps to maybe starve out temptations, and I can't cut myself off from other people. And you know, Melanie, for me, like I've been on online communication a lot. I'm on Zoom every day. I might have phone calls every day. And that's been a blessing for me, as much as it can be hard on the eyes, or it's, you know, a little bit disappointing in the sense of it's not the same as being with a person, like, you know, in real time. But those are all blessings for me in a way that God is helping me to live, hopefully, relationally and sexually faithful during this time myself.
So is there anything else that has been the greatest encouragement to your faith during this quarantine?
Well, you know, amazingly for me, a blessing was that the quarantine really came into effect during the time of Lent, as we were kind of all preparing for Easter. And just, you know, as it happened, I had made some commitments during Lent about, you know, things that I was going to just put aside for that season, and also other commitments that I wanted to be more consistent on. And I was meditating through some certain portions of scripture, going through it really slowly and journaling. And really, that season leading up to Easter was so rich between the Lord and I. Like, I would even say that as we've just passed Easter weekend, you know, historically, really entering into the spiritual nature of the Christian holidays has been something I've struggled with. But this past Easter was probably the most spiritually rich time for me that I've ever had with a holiday. And I think a part of that was the encouragement of a focused season of being in the Word during this time of quarantine. So I'm actually now, like even this today, having to just ask the Lord, okay, Lord, now what do you have for me on the other side of Easter? How do I keep, you know, pressing forward as this quarantine is probably going to last for quite some time?
Well, finally, I want to end with some fun rapid fire questions for Ellen that are related to the quarantine. And the first one is, so now that we're all at home, we are either eating healthy food or comfort food. So what have you been going towards? More comfort foods or snacks? I read an article in the New York Times that even people who have been really healthy have gone to some childhood comfort foods like, you know, spicy hot Cheetos or something like that.
Well, you know, again, now's the time where I think I'm going to be more challenged than that. In the season leading up to Easter, I was kind of really limiting myself, so I was eating fairly healthy. But now is going to be the time where I need to really think about or be careful about how much of the comfort foods I might tend to go back to. And I'm definitely a savory eater, not a sweet tooth person. So it's, you know, going towards those savory things.
And also, of course, there's been a lot of shortages of various different items, and one of those is toilet paper. So how do you hang your toilet paper? Do you go over or under?
Melanie, I'm definitely an over girl. Over is the right way, and people need to acknowledge that.
Well, thanks, Ellen, for being a guest on this special series during the quarantine.
Good to be here, and just sending out blessings to everybody during this very unique time.
You've been listening to the Postmodern Realities podcast from the Christian Research Institute and the Christian Research Journal. Today's special guest on this Pod Blast episode has been Ellen Mary Dykus, and she has written various articles for the Christian Research Journal. You can find out more about our magazine and read her articles for free on our website, equip.org. This has been a special Pod Blast as part of a short series during the quarantine of the coronavirus pandemic.
We'd like to hear from you, so connect with us on social media, like the Bible Answer Man Facebook page, and follow CRI, Christian Research Journal, Hank Hanegraaff, and the Bible Answer Man on Twitter. And please subscribe to the Bible Answer Man channel on YouTube. If you like this episode, please subscribe to the Postmodern Realities podcast on iTunes, and please rate and review our podcast. When you rate and review our podcast, it helps others see our content. And please share this episode on your social media accounts. Be sure you tune in daily to the Bible Answer Man broadcast hosted by CRI President Hank Hanegraaff, who answers your questions live on air. To ask Hank a question, call 888-ASK-HANK Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. In addition, head to iTunes and subscribe to Hank Unplugged, Hank's audio podcast. Follow Hank off the grid, where he has in-depth conversations with some of the brightest minds discussing topics you care about. So until our next Christian Research Journal author conversation, thanks for listening to the Postmodern Realities podcast.